800-222-5222. Mike Catherwood settling in here. We're going to go on out to our friend Wendy Patrick, legal analyst, theologian, regarding the pastor who apparently bought a cake. Right, Wendy? That's where this all started. He bought a cake. You tell me if I get this right, okay?
Oh, I certainly will.
All right. So, buys a cake. It says, like, what, happy birthday or something on it? Or love wins. Love wins were the words. Love wins. And underneath it, a homosexual slur is written, and a picture is taken by this pastor who then sues Whole Foods. Whole Foods has video documentation of the cake being made by their employee, without the slur and being sold without the slur, suggesting that the pastor himself put the slur on the cake in an attempt to, what, extort Whole Foods. Is that about right?
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's really the gist of it. And it is so disturbing because when this case first broke, when we heard about this, everybody was outraged that anybody would possibly sell any item that would have a slur like this on the front of it.
Right.
But what's happened between then and now has taken a very different turn. Now we're going on the direction of dueling video footage, right? There's the video footage that the pastor took of the cake when he got it home. But then Whole Foods has fought back with video footage of their own showing basically what looks like no misconduct and the pastor buying the cake. And really, although lawsuits have been filed, and you got that perfectly all right. I mean, the pastor filed a lawsuit, and then Whole Foods countersued. Basically, they countersued to the tune of $100,000 against this pastor.
$100,000?
Right, yes. And what we've seen now is this is being fought out in the court of public opinion online, probably to more of an extent than we're ever going to see in the courtroom, obviously, like many of these cases settle, as you know.
You're talking about mob fights, street fights,
right,
in social media?
It's just mind-blowing the way something like this has blown up so quickly, and there are such different stories that are being advanced. And, you know, the underlying tenor that we even have to talk about this and how awful it is that this could even have happened really has more people interested than you can imagine. I mean, this isn't just something that somebody got wrong. This is either a fake or a terrible outrage that occurred to this pastor.
What are the ranges of theories that people are proposing in the social media conversation?
Well, you've got the claim for emotional distress. Remember that Brown's lawsuit isn't for discrimination, it's for emotional distress. And as you can imagine, I mean, Twitter feeds were buzzing when news of this first broke about how awful this would be if it occurred. But very, very quickly, in fact, Whole Foods stood by its employee from the minute these allegations were made, and they released footage of their own. And not only that, Whole Foods really came back with an explanation of their zero tolerance policy for any kind of discriminatory language. In other words, this couldn't possibly have been allowed to happen. Video footage doesn't show it happening. And to add to that, I read one news report that says that the baker in question is supposedly himself a member of the LGBT community.
Now, by the way, can we just point out, we're talking about Whole Foods.
Yeah.
This isn't Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, Whole Foods is practically like one chromosome away from GLAD. Like, I mean, if there's one place where you're like, this didn't happen there,
right,
it's Whole Foods.
But well, at least in Venice, Mike, maybe it didn't happen.
Whole Foods. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I live in a weird world.
But, I know.
But I'm saying, anywhere, if there's one business I was going to point out, even as like a comedy joke punchline of a place where there wouldn't be homophobic slurs written on cakes, it's Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Right.
But what is the sort of range of the conversation in social media? Are people still taking aim at Whole Foods and blaming them? Or are people angry at this pastor? Or are they proposing alternative explanations for what might have happened?
One of the biggest questions that I've seen posed on social media, because I've been following this story, is the timing. You know, like we always say in the criminal law, timing matters. When did you notice? What did you do? And the timing of the complaint, some people on social media say, is suspect. In other words, why didn't you see it right away? You know, you go to pick up a cake, you look at it through the clear plastic, which is on the top of the cake, which it was here as well. Why didn't you see the horrible word that was on there when you picked it up? And the allegations that, of course, have stemmed from that on social media is, well, gosh, what if? What if he took it and changed it after the fact? So those are the questions that you're seeing being posed. And then again, you know, almost everybody who's been interviewed that is posing that question always comes back with, you know, if it really happened, this is an absolute outrage. But the question now is, did it really happen exactly as Mr. Brown says in the video? And that's the question that's going to be in front of the civil court.